Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We have Maya India Jammer. What is India
it's actually
about?
India.
India.
Yeah.
What is that about?
Because I've never actually asked you.
I-N-D-E-A, right?
Yeah. He knows.
Because she had a YouTube channel that she didn't upload on.
Have you ever appeared on my YouTube channel?
On mine. We didn't post it.
Oh, yeah.
I recorded videos of you and then we never uploaded it in the end. I basically flopped. It was around COVID times.
Yes.
I went on Chunks' channel for the first time.
And you let him do your makeup.
Yeah. And we did some other things. We did like Q&A.
Yeah, like a 5-second challenge.
Yeah.
Q&A vibe. We did like, I did her makeup. And I think we recorded one for her channel.
Yeah.
Got it edited, everything.
Yeah.
Or is it,
I don't know. Yeah. I'm so inconsistent.
Yeah, she is.
A lot of people don't know this, but I actually started on YouTube when I was like 17.
Yes.
That was my first entrance to this.
Which we will talk about.
Okay, we'll get that
later. Yes.
But yeah, me and Chunks did record. It never came out. Yeah. I said in COVID, I'm starting a YouTube channel now. Everyone sign up. And then I have another job.
I remember you got like 60K subs so quick and then nothing came out.
Yeah.
I remember that.
But you've got like a little presenting thing that you do sometimes, I think, haven't you?
What's that? A little side job.
Yeah, just a little side job.
Yeah.
That's sweet. That's very sweet.
Yeah, yeah. Just a cute thing.
But where's that middle name come from, by the way?
India is my mum. She just liked the name India, but her and my dad wanted to call me Maya. So obviously Jammer was just in there because my dad's side. And India, she managed to just fling it in. There's no actual connection. She said once she liked India Irie, the singer.
Yes.
She was like both of them mixed together. India Irie.
Is it Jammer or Jama?
Well, if you're Somali, it's Jammer.
Yeah, that's the thing. But then not usually. Do they have a little C at the end?
Jamak. No, yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. My grandma doesn't even have a passport properly. She's
okay,
like,
that's fine.
She came. Well, no. She does have a passport.
Yeah.
She's not illegal. Don't. Send
yeah, there
her
you
back.
Go, guys.
She just lost it.
She's a lovely woman, by the way.
She's cute. Chunks actually spoke to her on the phone before.
Yeah. Why would you speak to Somali?
Because she doesn't speak Somali. So when she speaks to her grandma in a little broken English Somali type of vibe, I said, let me speak to her. Because obviously I don't think Maya's really had like Somali friends from London.
London, I met you lot when I came.
Yeah,
but then in Bristol, I had Somali friends.
Yeah, but I was saying it more in London.
Oh, yeah. In London,
so that's why obviously I was like, you know, let me.
Other than Fahia.
Yes. Well, yeah. Then I started speaking to her grandma in Somali and she was over the moon. She was overjoyed. She's like, finally, somebody that can speak like us.
Wow.
Found out about the tribes and all that stuff.
Our tribes are neighbor tribes.
Yep.
What, like, as in good neighbors? Or like, oh,
yeah,
I
no, we're
brethren,
we're good. So she's from Somaliland, same as me, or her dad is. She's for the people that are watching, thinking, what is she? Let me say it. She's a sad Mose.
There we go.
You wouldn't understand.
I didn't know.
He knew.
I thought you didn't know. That's her tribe from Somaliland. But we're not Kabilists, we're not tribalists. We're just saying that that's what she
is.
And what's your?
I'm a Habrati Allah, which is. Listen, what are we doing? You don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Let's not get people debating.
Yes, please.
It's going to be tribe for tribe.
Who's the best tribe?
I'm not saying that.
Okay. Is there like a tribe? Do tribes have reputations?
I think that's the thing back home. Yeah, they have reputations. Like, my parents will know much more about it because they were born and raised from Somaliland. I have no clue. I just came. I'm, you know what I mean, first gen here. Wow. I'm just a British boy. Yeah.
My brother knows quite a lot, actually.
Yeah, he does.
Because my brother lived with like my grandparents for quite a while, and he knows more Somali than me, and he knows more about the tribe.
Okay, you know what? Just quickly, Somali words, what do you know?
Kali Fariso.
Kali Fariso, yeah, that means come sit down.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Ayeyo?
Ayeyo.
Yep.
That's, by the way, a good name for a podcast.
Ayeyo.
Kali Fariso.
Come sit down.
Oh, yeah, Kali Fariso. Like, yeah, maybe a Somali podcast. They can take that.
That could be a vibe.
What else do I know? Like arbor, oil.
Yep. Solid.
That's it. There's one word that I always want to go to, but I don't know what that word
is.
She's
been saying this for years, but it doesn't make sense.
Is that like if you burn yourself or something?
I don't know. I just remember my nan saying it all the time. Oh, hachisa. Yeah. I don't know which word it is because it just sounds like a hachisa. But
yeah,
I don't...
but it's definitely not that one.
It's not.
That's not. Yeah, no. Yeah, not sure. So, like you said, we've touched on it already. Life in Bristol.
Yeah.
Born and raised.
Born and raised in a Bristol.
Yeah. So wait, how long were you there for?
I lived in Bristol. Well, actually, I was born in Bristol, and then my mum moved to Sweden, and then had my brother. So I went to nursery in Sweden from the age of, so my brother's 2 years younger than me, from 2 till like 5. I lived in Stockholm. Lidingö is the place in Sweden we lived. And I was fluent in Swedish. I had my little Pippi doll. I was...
Oh, any Swedish?
I can prata lite svensk. I can speak...
Whoa, that's
that
not
much.
Bad. That's
pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that means I can speak a bit of Swedish.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yep.
But as far as it goes.
Yeah, no, there's a few other lines, okay. But... I don't need to say it.
Yep.
And then, yeah, we moved back to Bristol when I was like 5. My mum stopped speaking Swedish to me and I just completely forgot it because obviously when you're that's that fine. Young, if yeah, you're not no, hearing no, yeah, it all yeah, the time, course, it just course. Goes out
don't worry,
mind.
I've got a friend that was in Holland until 11 and doesn't speak a word right now. Isn't that weird?
That
AJ Shabil.
AJ?
Yes, yeah, embarrassing.
Oh, waste.
Yeah, no,
that
he's
sound weird coming out of his mouth.
AJ
but
Shabil.
Then, so then, boom, then you come... Bristol.
Back to Bristol, grew up, raised in St. Paul's, which is where the carnival is for people from Bristol. And then we moved to Cotton a bit later. But I was very much around for the Bristolians. You'll know, like Stokes Croft, Gloucester Roads.
Yeah, I know all of that.
That was, remember, you know, I took you around.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was a good video.
Yes,
we had a good time, actually.
And
yeah.
Which tribe from Bristol is that?
Which tribe? I don't want to get into it because I don't want people to get, you know.
There's rivalries.
Yeah, yeah,
sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of tribes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I loved growing up in Bristol. It's a really fun place. I think that's like a big part of my personality now. Like everyone in Bristol... I remember being shocked when I moved to London, basically, at 16, because people were a bit more rude, like, no one really had time to chat, or if you were nice to them, they thought you fancied them. Yeah. Whereas in Bristol, you say hello to everyone, like, you know everybody.
That is, I keep trying to get this over to Chunks, how different London is to the rest of the country.
Yeah, people are in a rush, I feel like.
Always.
Yeah, no, but I could tell, though, like, I've been to, like, the Leicesters, the Manchesters, Bristols. Yeah. Everyone's just nicer. They, you know what I mean? Even, for example, they'll jump on a bus and say hi to their bus driver.
Mm-hmm. Everyone says hi.
See, in London, what? I remember there was, like, I had a cousin over, and they were from Manchester, going on a bus. And he's like, hi, bus driver. I looked at her like, what the hell are you talking to me for? Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, just like peep your thing and keep on moving. Then she was like, wow, they're very rude down there. I said, I know. Like, they're horrendous.
Do you ever take a tube through like Euston or King's Cross?
I have done.
Okay, obviously neither of you do. Now you both have chauffeurs. But like...
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
Drives. I drive. Yeah,
okay. I still ain't got a license. Actually.
Yeah, sure. Fair enough. Why don't you have a... Surely there's a series in that.
There's get my license.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? I've even had a car and it didn't motivate me. I'm just very, you can vouch, accident prone, a little bit scatty with my concentration.
It makes sense for her not to get behind the wheel.
I feel like I'll be a hazard on these streets. Yeah. You know?
But I like that she knows about herself, so that's why she's not getting into her car.
Self-awareness. There you go. Yes. But yeah, no, I've just never learned. I've done 2 lessons and I've always lived kind of central. Work sends you a car, which is very lucky. There's nowhere to park. Like, it just...
Yeah, it makes sense,
just hasn't happened.
I do think you'd be a good Top Gear host. I don't know why.
With no car experience, you think I should be the one. That
I
could.
I feel like I can see you just reviewing cars, and I don't know why. Like, you seem quite...
I don't even know cars.
To be fair, though, saying that, you did jump on a football show, and you had no idea, so maybe...
Yeah, but the show was called Football Virgin.
It was. You were good on that.
Did you watch Football Virgin?
I actually edited Football Virgin.
Did you?
Back in the day,
what
Copper 90.
What a bloody thing. Now here you are.
Which is wild,
Hello again.
Did come to the office all those years ago. We did meet then, but whatever. No, I'm joking.
How old? I was like 18 then. There's like a whole era of my life that I feel like a lot of people don't know if you've just found out about me in the last few years, or from Love Island.
But you were... everyone says you were a real pleasure to work with.
That's nice.
Back then.
That is
lovely.
There
was someone called Tom Mellion, who you were. And then...
T-Mel.
Yeah.
Yeah, know him still.
And everyone loved working with you because you were the most like upbeat presenter that everyone had. And
I was excited.
Apparently, was always on time.
Wow.
Times change.
I'm not that great with timing, but I do try and enjoy every job I do. So usually I am having a lovely time when I do it.
That's true. But, all right, so Bristol, boom, you've decided to move. Why and when?
There were so many reasons and it all kind of came into one thing at once. I basically, first off, wanted to be an actress and all my auditions were in London. And I'd done like a little bit of sixth form and I kept going back and forth. I had a family member that lived there and I was just like, well, in Bristol, obviously there's opportunities, but there's not as big opportunities as there is in London. And if you want to be in media or TV or any of these kind of things, I feel like you kind of needed to be in London around that stage especially. So I applied for loads of colleges, got into Westminster Kingsway College, which is in King's Cross. Do you know that one?
Yep.
Yep, went there.
I think Harry went there.
Did he?
Panero, really?
It was a lot of South London people. I remember being like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
were you very actory? Were you like a bit of one of those kind of kids?
Not really, because I was from the hood. I feel like I was just basically playing roles that were like me.
Right.
So I wasn't really acting that much when I was younger.
Just being yourself.
Just turning up and just being Maya.
I was just being me on camera, right, yeah. But then it made sense to be a presenter after that, because I'm like, oh, I can be on camera. I'm confident doing that, but I still get to be myself. That's not acting. How fun.
And that was kind of, that was what the Football Virgin was like though, wasn't it? Because you weren't really presenting. You were just sort of like experiencing as you rather than being like, you know, hey, welcome back.
A host. Yeah, because they were like, Poet, actually, I need to pick up Poet. Poet got me in that room to do the audition in the first place, because him and Vujanic were already working on Copper 90.
Copper 90, man. Comments below.
It was crazy
times. Comments below, right?
Do you remember? Comments below.
I remember
below.
The launch.
Yeah.
It was such a different time for like YouTube and the world, because in media world, whatever you want to call it, because I remember KSI was doing his thing
big
there.
Big dog, big drip.
He was on Copper 90.
He was on Copper 90, but there wasn't that many big YouTubers back then. No, there was like him and then a couple of Americans some of the girlies, but like it was a small box.
Definitely.
And people weren't really making that much money from it because the ads hadn't got
involved. You not making much money from it back then?
No.
Everyone else was absolutely coining it. Yeah, it was amazing.
So were they?
I wasn't.
Dude, like KSI made a whole lot.
Yeah, but you're talking about KSI, bro.
Yeah, because he was working for like channels. I remember Copper 90... I was working in retail and working in for Copper 90 at the same time. So I worked at Urban Outfitters and Lipsy. And then I was a runner at Jump Off doing like making teas. And they taught me how to edit videos. So I'd make my own stupid like hidden camera prank videos and stuff. Oh,
wow. Do you still have those?
I had to take that channel down because it would have been embarrassing nowadays. It would have been bad. As a 16, 17 year old, you can just imagine. As soon as people started noticing me, I thought, let's just take this down. Because this is just not going to age well, probably not. But yeah. And then I remember the first time I went abroad for work was Copper 90 taking me
to Brazil.
I remember that. The 2014 World Cup, which was nuts.
Because Thing was telling me about that. So how did you meet Poet then?
Poet I met at Jump Off.
Okay.
So I was at college. There was a boy in my class, because I was doing performing arts in college, who was a cameraman or like working up to be a cameraman. And he knew some people at Jump Off. And he was like, you should come down. Like, maybe they could get you like a little intern job or anything like that. Tell them you want to present. And Jump Off, for those that don't know, was this massive event that happened every Monday in Scala in King's Cross. And they'd have like rap battles, dance battles, producer battles. I don't know. It would be every rapper back then that would go. Yeah. Professor Green got discovered there. Yeah. Like, it was just this whole massive cultural thing back then. And I was like 17. So I don't even think I was allowed to be in the venue, but I'd just be like, please just let me get in. I want to do backstage interviews and stuff. So I'd just go around begging it, asking people to be in my videos and posting them on Twitter when Twitter was new. Just grafting my little ass off. And then, Copper 90 happened. But Poet, sorry, I'm going off the rails.
No, there's good backstory. Yeah.
I met Poet there. Okay. So he got introduced to me by some of the people that ran Jump Off, and we just got on straight away. And Poet was popping then already.
Yeah, he was flying. Like, Poet's Corner, I remember he was
YouTube,
really flying.
He was big.
Yeah.
And he was big from previous before YouTube.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Because I remember I always give Poets flowers in terms of like, I remember watching YouTube thinking, I don't see anyone that's similar to me, similar background. You know, you had KSI, but them and their private school youths.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. Watford, he didn't sound like me.
Yeah.
He looked like me, but he didn't sound like me. But obviously, that's why when I saw Poet, I said, yeah. Mandem, you get it.
One of our own.
Yeah, so I thought, cool.
It's very real as well. It was quite raw for YouTube, it's fair to say.
Yeah, but that's what I liked. You know what I'm trying to say? So obviously, big up him on that front. Then I remember just seeing Maya go on the Football Virgin. And then, what was the ideation? How did that work? Like, what do they do?
Me and Poet got on straight away. I'm like godmother to his kids now. We've still been friends all this time. And I was 17 then, and I'm 30 now. So that is a long relationship. I also met Craig Mitch through Poet around that era. So I've known these lots since I was literally like 17, 18.
Little, yeah.
And he was like, oh, they're looking for a girl host on Copper 90. And he was like, go and audition. Like, I don't know if you'll get it. You don't have to know too much about football. The whole premise of the show is that there's a girl, doesn't know much, and we're going to teach her as much as she can learn by the start of next season. She's got to choose a team. Blah, blah, blah. So I was like, shit, this is a big opportunity. My first ever paid presenting job at 17, and working all these jobs, juggling, because obviously I was broke. Like, you were just doing anything you could.
Of course.
Nobody was paying you to present back then. So I was doing everything for free, just to get like videos out online or build a profile so people could know who I was in the first place. I went to the audition. Can't even remember what it was. I think they just had me in front of a camera in a room of just like, okay, talk about this, talk about this. And I just had to...
I see your personality, basically.
Yeah, be on camera.
There was another series before that with another girl called The Football Virgin.
Oh, really? I teased someone's job.
I think so, yeah.
I didn't even know
I remember it was like quite a big thing in the office that we were going to do a new girl as the Football Virgin.
Oh, is it?
And it was like, whoa, yeah.
Shit.
And then you came along.
And everyone
was smashed killed it. Smashed it. Because there's a bunch of, probably you walking into an audition in front of a bunch of middle-aged men going, is this cool? I don't know. Is this cool?
Yeah. It is a weird thing, especially when you're young and you've never really done those kind of screen tests, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. But yeah, and then they were like, okay, so you're probably going to have to leave your part-time jobs because we need you to go to Brazil for 2 months, basically, to do these series. And I was like, 100%, everything's dashed. And then I went, 18 years old, covered the World Cup. I got to meet, like, Ronaldinho, just the craziest stuff. Like, we went to 12 cities where all the stadiums were. It was still probably the best experience I've had in my life just because it was so new and crazy.
And that was exciting. The concept of flying to Brazil as an 18-year-old is mental.
That was also a very pure World Cup. You know, if you go to World Cup now, it's quite corporate.
Yes. I know what you mean.
Back then, there was still the World Cup.
It was about football.
That might have been like one of the last World Cups where it was like that. Might have been the last one.
Yeah.
Insane. I just remember every night, like, there would be street parties everywhere. You'd have, like, these mini festivals going on. It was a pinch me couple of months. And then when I came back, I had an audition for MTV. I can't remember if I'd started Rinse FM Radio at that point or after, but... yeah, I had an audition for MTV because they'd seen my videos on YouTube of Copper 90 and I was like, this is it, I'm making it. Yeah. And yeah.
What was it that you wanted to do? Like, was it present, host? Because I remember originally you said actress, right?
Yeah, when
so
I was young.
When you started to veer off and do more into that presenting bag, like, how did that feel for you? Was that something that you were open to?
Yeah, it just felt natural. It felt like, okay, I've been trying to be an actress, but realistically, I'm just being myself on camera. This is my calling, clearly. I can be myself on camera and talk about stuff I love and have fun. Like, I couldn't even believe we were getting paid to do it.
Yeah.
I remember just going to work being like, this is a boobs. Like, I'm doing something I was doing for free, for fun. Yeah. And now you're actually going to pay me. This is insane.
Shagging a living.
Yeah, I
couldn't
believe it.
Has the same vibe as well. 100%, I agree. Yeah.
Wild.
So wait, when did you two meet then?
Soccer Aid. Time.
Yeah, that was. I've met you at the International Somali Awards.
Oh yes,
2019. I think it was 2019. Yeah, 2019 was before COVID. Met you then.
The International Somali Awards?
Literally, what it says in the title.
Right.
Basically, it's like celebrating Somali creatives, Somali people that are in, like, either whether for education, whether
doing
it's
well.
For entertainment, just doing well. You know what I mean? Putting Somali on the map.
You won an award.
So
or?
I was up for the award.
Best Somali man in the world.
That was the year before, 2018. So 2019, I hosted it.
Sorry, wait.
I'm just having a little power.
No, do your thing.
That's fine. The same.
Okay. 2018, I won the award.
You won what award?
International Somali Best Entertainer. Best Entertainer.
Best Entertainer.
Best Entertainer, yeah. It was either 18 or 790.
Was that a competitive? I mean, Somali people are very funny. That's a very competitive
hilarious
category.
That's why I was gassed, bro.
Somali people are actually known because of their
hilarious
humor.
Because you're funny people, right?
Yeah. So 2018, I won it. I had my dad with me. Amazing day. Can't believe it. You know what I mean?
What was it like for your dad?
Couldn't believe it.
Shut
a fuck to. No, genuinely couldn't believe it. Like, he was freaking raw. My son's really trying to, you know what I mean? He's really doing his thing.
Also because he remembers what you, like, he's seen your videos.
Yeah.
And then you're going to win an award for Best Entertainer. It's that's mental. Wild.
But the thing is, I might have got my years wrong, but regardless, it's in and amongst a year, or, you know what I mean? So it might be 18, 17, one of them years.
What did the award look like?
Guess what? How about this? I went into my yard. I was trying to put it on top of the fridge. Slipped, broke.
Oh, no.
When I got into the yard.
What, straight away?
Straight away.
Was it in the shape of Somaliland?
No,
like, what was it?
It was like a random shape. I could show you a picture. Maybe, hopefully it's on the screen now. But it was random, bro. But guess what? I'll take it.
Yeah, no,
I
that
just
was
wanted
a big
to win
deal.
Something. Because at the time, bear in mind, I don't know if I'm doing well. You know what I mean? But that was kind of like an affirmation that, yo, you know what? You're actually doing your thing. So then, boom, 2019 comes. I'm not getting a nominated for it because apparently I would have won it again. That's what they said. It wasn't me. And then they said, yo, we want you to, because at the time I was doing music. So they're like, we want you to just do a performance of your song. So I was like, cool, amazing. 2019. I came and then I saw Maya was there. I think she was hosting, giving that.
I gave an award.
Award
out.
For
yeah.
something. And then just remember meeting her, being Somali. I'm Somali straight. She's just being nice, you know what I mean? Nice person. And then, it was just kind of like, oh, what's up? Like, how you doing? Whatever. Cool. That was just like very brief. Nothing
quick,
after that.
Quick
you know
intro.
What I mean? Just a little quick intro. Then that was that. Fast forward now.
Because we knew a lot of the same people, obviously, in entertainment,
exactly.
online world, everyone kind of knows each other, but we hadn't met properly.
Yeah, exactly. So it was nice to just meet, just to make sure that no one's a weirdo. We're all good. 2020, I think it was soccer time.
Right.
Then that's
this is
when,
where it all started. Yeah, that's this is where.
Yeah.
The serious shit.
Yeah.
2020, my first soccer aid. Either 2020 or 2021.
We'll remember it.
Took an L. I missed that penalty. Everyone. So I remember going onto social media. They're talking positive about other people, me negative. Oh, he's Mr. Penny, he's a joke, man. So I'm thinking in my head, how do I bounce back, man? I need people to start talking. Because me, at the time, by the way, I was only used to positivity on the internet about me. This is before.
You were still quite fresh.
Yeah, this is
you won
fresh.
Somali Entertainer of the Year. You were on a
the
roll.
The year before, I was the guy. Yeah. Do you get it? So in my head, I'm thinking, right, I've never seen people talking crazy about me. So it hurt. So I said, how do I get this L to a W? So I remember Maya was there and I said, listen, weird request, yeah? You could say no if you want to. I remember I was being very respectful and stuff because I can understand
well,
that.
Like, I've already been in the industry quite a long time. Yeah. Chunks is like doing
why did you agree to this, by the way?
Because I felt sorry for you.
Wow. This was a pity. I don't know what was going to happen
fairs,
here.
Because bear in mind.
No, because I've just missed the penalty. This is like the biggest thing he's done on telly.
100%. Like, 100%.
And it, back then it was very big.
It was huge at the time. And like, I had a bit more experience in this world. And I thought, you know what? So, like, people aren't going to take it so seriously if he does a little joke. Like, it's
fine. That's what we thought. Yeah, that's what. So then I said to Maya, listen, I took an L. Is it cool if I take a picture with you and I put the caption as, I might have taken an L with Socrate, but I've left with Maya. That's the real double.
No, it was like, I might have missed my pen, but I bagged Maya.
I bagged Maya. Yeah. Basically, that kind of bag. That
and
Maya.
The picture was
us, basically gassed. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Right.
So I'm thinking in my head, I'm not thinking it's going to go big anything. I'm just thinking people are going to go, lol, funny guy. You know what I mean?
It went viral.
They ran with it.
Jealousy is an ugly emotion, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there going, what, you?
Yeah. Oh my God, I was getting cooked. So basically it was like, first of all, you had the segment of people, which was majority, bigging up my thing. Chunks. He took an L, but he bounced back.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted, just to laugh, you know what I mean?
Wild.
Then you got the people that were like, rah, is this real? And then I'm like, you guys, it's just a joke. You know what I mean? Nothing serious. Then you had the people that were hating, basically saying, oh my God, no, how did he do this? Whatever. Yeah,
but have you ever heard about the impact on Maya?
Well, how did that impact me?
Did you ever did you ever think about the impact on her career?
Of course. How about this? We both didn't, because she wouldn't have done it otherwise.
She'd have been doing Love Island.
Like, we were both like, this is just a little joke. It's obviously just a bit of fun for the internet.
Yes.
But then you have a lot of young fans.
Impressionable
fans. Teenagers and stuff. And they're just like, oh my days. Like, they're married. Right. Like, still to this day.
Yeah. Teenage boys take pretty women very seriously.
Mate, still to this day, how long ago was that? Probably like 6 years ago, five years ago, something like this.
5 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. I still get people like, she's Chunks' ex. How could she do this to Chunks?
Is that
like,
weird that people know you as, essentially in their mind, you're just Chunks' ex?
I just think it's mad because I'm like, have we not made it clear? Like, this is my really good friend.
You know, by the way, the back times, back to back, we were trying to tell people, yo, it was a joke. Of course it was.
Yeah, like, right, he's come out many times online and whatever and said, silly, it was a joke. Yeah. I've said, we're basically cousins. Yeah, it's a joke. And still to this day, they're like, she's had so many boyfriends. Chunks is still crying about her. I'm like, he is my friend.
Yeah. I'm sorry to say, he never cries about you.
No, he's never shed a tear.
Not once, because we're friends.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
But I apologize for that.
No, you don't have to
After
apologize.
All these years, I apologize.
Do you get any texts about that? Was there a lot of like, you didn't tell me this?
I can't remember, really.
No one believed
like,
it.
Like, out of my friends that know Chunks as well, they were just
Yeah, they kind of just knew what the vibe was, so they knew it was a joke. You know what I mean?
But then, like, teenagers online would be like, well, you need to go and check on Chunks. No.
Furthermore, I feel like even they'll still try to say, oh, yeah, you lot are lying.
Or now. But it's actually quite sad because I have quite a lot of guy friends that I've known for years and years and years that is just a platonic friendship. But I think society doesn't still, to this point, think that girls and guys can be friends without it being
something more
intimate.
You know, it's crazy. Every person out of my boys that I've introduced, like Maya to, for example, every time after, they'll always have something positive to say in terms of, like, they would say that the preconception is that she's this bougie, she looks good, she doesn't want to talk to nobody, she's stuck up. Like that London kind of mentality, no disrespect, but that's the vibe that we get in London. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas when they meet, they're like, rah, she's fun. Like, she don't take it too serious. She's right. Funny.
She's actually fun.
Like, she's about the man. Do you get it?
Right.
Like, that's what people straight away always say, because I feel like people have this preconception of, like, the pretty girl aesthetic in terms of you're going to be a... But it's actually not like that. You know what I mean? That's what's crazy. So, I you know what? I can understand, but it's just a shame that it's actually not like that. You know what I mean?
Well, some people also do turn it off or on full camera.
Yeah, there are a lot of frauds. But
also, it's okay to be a presenter who is very friendly on camera and a bit reserved off camera. You're doing your
job. Reserved, yes, but bitch.
Absolutely not.
You know what I mean? There's some people that are evil off camera, but you know.
That is true. The industry does have a lot of people. The reason I knew it wasn't true with you was because when they say cut when you're editing you were still the same.
Oh, that's nice. That's
which
nice.
Is...
Well, you've seen the weird stuff after cuts.
Well, obviously, we edited Maya for...
No, but I'm saying, my brother, you're telling me after a cut, you're like, fucking hate this.
Oh, 100%. There are so many people who literally...
like that. We won't say any names, but like on big telly, like people have been caught on their mics being like, mean.
Oh my God, that's crazy, man. That's a shame, bro. I didn't expect that. Yeah. Didn't expect that.
You didn't expect that.
Talking about telly.
Yeah, go on.
Love Island.
Good.
That's a good segue, isn't it? So I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I used to bang it out time ago, then stopped watching it.
Sure.
First season, she says she's hosting it. I said, we're going to have to lock in, support the girl.
You were there actually on the launch day, weren't you?
I was.
A very little launch kind of thing.
So she had a little launch thing for her friends, Oli. Right. I was there, of course.
Honestly. I think we need to actually stand, what's the word? We need to make very clear how close we actually are. People obviously will see us on camera doing like little things like this, but he is actually my friend. Like I will call him, we speak, you know what I mean? It's real. It's not like internet friendship.
Yeah,
it's but there is heart to the friendship because there's a lot of internet friendships where, for example, I ain't going to mention names, but if someone says to me, what's this brother saying? Yeah, he's calm, but I ain't going to speak to him. You know what I mean? Like it's one of them
associates.
Ones. Yeah, that's like 95% of people that I deal with on a day-to-day basis in the industry, but obviously with like my man's actual brethren together. Right. So.
We're one of those 5%.
Real friends.
Yes.
See that one there? Very similar. Because obviously I think with like Bristol and London, in terms of like the states and the places we come from, we had a lot of like Jamaican type of influence. Yeah. So
did have quite a Jamaican sort of thing for a little while, no?
My stepdad's Jamaican. He did kind of raise me. And in St. Paul's where I grew up, it was basically like half Somalis, half Jamaicans. So yeah.
Northwest London.
That's great.
Northwest
food,
London, Africans, Jamaicans. Yeah. Like, that's what so I mean. So it's very similar upbringing. So I feel like, you know, you could just straight away understand that. You know what I mean? So that's why we link up. But Love Island. Guanin. So obviously the first season that you've done. How does it work? How did you get approached? How do people say you want you to host it?
It was crazy. Because I was a fan of the show as well. I used to watch it from series one pretty much. Yes. I loved Love Island. And obviously they had previous hosts before me. I was actually living in America at the time when they wanted to meet about me potentially hosting.
I remember that.
And yeah.
Did they fly to you or did you fly to them? Or how did this come about?
They called when I was in America and they were like, would Maya be interested in hosting?
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, I would be interested. But this is kind of mad because I kind of like accepted I wasn't really going to be a Love Island host. I remember once ages ago, I wanted to do it and we had a conversation and they were like, she's too young because she's younger than the Islanders at the time. And I was like, yeah, that's fair enough. And I still am the same age as some of the Islanders, but obviously, I don't know, they think I've grown up a little bit now, so it makes sense. But yeah, so then I came back to London and we just kind of spoke. I didn't audition. It was more like a chat. But I will big up like Twitter and the public because they were kind of calling for me to host for a long time. And I think they did pay attention to like the public saying, you should get Maya to host, which is lovely.
Yeah.
How many seasons you done now?
Like 9. Because I started
You did that
which
American
doesn't even
joint.
Make sense. Yeah, I started in 2023 and then summer, winter. It's 2 a year.
Yep.
So January, February, June, July.
Right.
Summer, winter, summer, winter, summer, winter. I did one in America. I did one in Fiji even, Love Island Games. And then I've just done winter and I'm doing summer now. So yeah, 9. I'm on my 9th season.
Okay. You go to some horrible places.
Yeah, it's terrible, man.
Fiji, America.
South Africa.
Sucks.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, it is a very lovely job in terms of just like January, everyone's miserable in England. So it's lovely just
South Africa,
away. Yeah, be in South Africa.
I hate it on a random your face. I'm like, where are you? Why is the sun shining like that?
That sounds
I'm in South Africa. Get off my phone then. Yeah. Why are you standing on me then? Okay, 9 seasons.
Yeah.
Can I ask you which one's your favourite?
My favourite so far, I think I'm allowed to say that. Yeah, I love
which is your favourite one that
you're allowed to say.
Yeah, like Ella and Tyreek series with
great
Whitney
series.
You know what's
everybody.
Crazy? Out of the 9 she's done, that's the one that I was the most locked into.
Yeah.
A lot of people locked in on that one, weren't they?
It just had me gagged all the time. I'd constantly be like, what?
Yeah.
And I also do this technique where I don't let them tell me who's going until I'm literally stood in front of them in my ear because I don't want to stare at the person. I don't want to give away. It's one of you is leaving tonight and like trying not to look at them properly. Yeah. So
when do you find out in your ear?
Yeah, literally as I say it, I find out 1 second before everybody else, basically. And,
but what's filming like? I don't know what you can and can't say.
Yeah,
obviously you can tell me what you were on as Anna. But like for example, TV. I've been lucky to have our own show on ITV as well.
Bad Chefs.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Shout out to Bad Chefs. But they locked it off after one season because maybe it didn't perform the way they wanted.
It was no Love Island.
It wasn't a Love Island. See, no put Love me Island. On that's already out there.
Exactly.
Get him on a get him on our show.
Just get me on the next
one. I hear Love Island USA is casting.
No, not for me.
Not for the house, for the host.
Can you imagine Chunk slow motion walking into the villa?
I can actually.
In some short shorts.
That would be my nightmare.
My wife and I actually had a 20-minute conversation the other day about whether you were a pretty man.
What was the
conclusion? The was you are. Yeah.
That's nice.
Good for you. Yeah. Okay, but look, you see how What was I saying?
So you were saying how you've had your own TV show. What's the process?
Yeah, no, so for example, I remember having my own TV show and when we were voting people out, for example, they'll tell me my age just before. And I remember I flopped because that's when I was like, my man. Yeah. So they were like, all right, we need to do that again. You fumbled it. You get it?
Yeah.
So like, for example, when you say a name, is that generally the how it looks straight away, or is it like a thing where have you ever messed up and they'll be like, you said the name, and they'll be like, well, we have to rejig that again?
No, I've never said the wrong name or something, but like there is cameras constantly around,
recording,
and then they like the dramatic pauses,
of course.
So there's a lot of like me say something, then it waits. And it's always funny with the new Islanders when they're not used to like me saying something and pausing for ages, like they're all looking around, like, is she like frozen or something? Like,
can someone reset my
yeah, like, why is it so silent? And I feel so awkward for them because they're just stood there in their little outfits.
You can't even give them a little
sometimes I do, but obviously it will be cut out. So I'll be like, sorry, you'll get used to this. Like, we do have to pause a little bit because they want reactions, like, just like stay still kind of vibe. But I don't know if it's like illegal or what, but they're not allowed to tell them what to do. The most they can encourage, like, have a little chat, la la la, but they have to, it has to be real because it's reality.
Mad. And they don't actually know when you're going to appear.
No, they don't know.
Because I remember when he's
like,
walking, they're like, oh my, what are you doing? What fun? You know what I mean?
No,
I'm just like, oh, it's not. So they actually don't even know. That's crazy.
Can you imagine imagine how surreal it is for some of these people though?
Yeah, now of course, like you see people getting gassed about the fact that she's there. You know what I mean?
So. That would be weird, though.
Yeah.
Like, how strange is it if you're like, say, you're really trying to, you know, get with a girl or get with a guy, and then you just walk in and go, "Hey, one of you's going to leave now," and they're all like, "Wait, what?"
I was literally just chilling.
I have such a soft spot for them because obviously watching the show on the outside is one thing, but being there and being around them, I'm like, your emotions in there are like this. You've got people you like, then there's someone coming in to take them. Then you've got to like lay your heart on the line. Yeah. There's millions of people watching. And I am like my Shaylas. Because I just feel like this is not easy for young people to go and put their selves out like that, for one. And for two, like, it can be tough.
Do you get to just chill with them off camera or not?
Not really. Only on After Sun. Like, when they've been evicted, voted out, dumped, whatever you want to call it, then they'll come on the show on Sunday and then I can actually chat to them properly. But in between takes and stuff, when I'm in there, I will try and be like, are you okay? Or like, how are you? And check in and little bits like that. Yeah. But, you won't see those bits.
Fair play.
Yeah.
So, on a normal day, are you hanging around and like watching stuff, or like what are you doing?
In my like real life, not at Love Island.
No, when you're filming Love Island?
Oh, well, when it's in Spain, they usually fly me out like the day of or the day before.
Wow.
It's like very short notice. I'm kind of on standby for the whole
season.
Sorry, I had to burp then. Sorry.
Yeah, good. Cool. How often are you in Spain?
I'm in Spain quite a lot, but it's different every time. Obviously, I'll definitely be there Casa Amor when that happens. I'll definitely be there for the final. I'll definitely be there for the opening. But whether or not I come in between, it kind of changes weekly. Right. So there'll be like 2 days before, 1 day before, we need you to evict someone or take someone out, and then I'll fly out.
Wow.
Mental.
Yeah.
That also sucks.
It's fun.
There's
like times when I know I'm not going to film for at least 4 days. So if I was in Mallorca, I'd go to Ibiza for a couple of days. I've just got to be back for the live show Sunday. It's a nice gig.
How long is the duration of the whole show?
Two months.
Bombus.
June, July, yeah. We're actually finishing like into August. I think maybe like 4th of August. Don't quote me.
So what episode are they on for the new season now?
We're like 1 week in.
Early.
So it's fresh.
Yeah, it's fresh, very fresh.
But it also takes out all the best time of the year to go away on holiday for you.
But then I'm like, I can double dip. So as I said, Mallorca, have my work day, go to Ibiza for a couple of days, come back, do your live show Sunday, la la la.
Yeah, but you want your 2 weeks away. Do you know what I mean? You want your 2 weeks holiday a year.
I don't miss out on holidays, I'll be honest.
She enjoys it. That's well documented. I see her story just constantly somewhere else.
I squeeze in my enjoyment as well as my work.
Right.
Well.
I was about to say, how do you balance? Because obviously there's times where you're just, for a month, just straight on the roads or doing something like... Do you not necessarily miss your old life? Because obviously this is kind of what you work towards. This is all your hard work. But is there times where you're just kind of like, right, this is a lot? Because I can't lie. I don't know. I don't ever see you complain. Like, I'll be on set. I remember we would be like, for the Mobos, for example. One thing I want to say, I want to big up Maya because she helped me a lot with that. Because at the time, I was early into my like hosting kind of presenting role. And I'd never done anything as big as the Mobos. Whereas she did the Mobos before already. So I remember her just chilled in a little pink slider vibes. She was there just smiling, enjoying herself. And I'm thinking, raw, am I like... What are you saying? You want to give me some tips? Because I'm bugging a little bit. And she's there like laughing, saying, just have fun, literally enjoy yourself. And like, she really like made me feel at ease. So it was kind of like, I do appreciate that.
It's all right.
But it's
first
like...
First bit of live experience
No, genuinely, that was my first bit of like filming and stuff. Like, And I always see you never like complaining, like you'll be on set for hours and hours on end. And I've seen people like cry for less, like be upset for less. So it's kind of like, why do you think so many years into your career, like you're still at the vibe where you're like, you're still enjoying and you're still.
I think it's a lot of mixed up things because how I started, it was when you wouldn't really get paid. You had to do like 3 jobs in a day just to get a little bit of a paycheck if you were going to get one or just to get exposure. And I feel like I went through the like, I don't know, the boot camp of long days and all that stuff from a teenager.
Yeah.
So then now when I'm on jobs that, yeah, you might have like a 14-hour day, but you've got people that are around to like help you out. You've got hair and makeup. You've got all these things. It's like a luxury now.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
That I think, God, you can't really, but I talk happy for to a
be
living.
Here, yeah, yeah, I'm happy like, to be here, yeah.
Like this was my dream. And so, yeah, have fun with it. I do actually enjoy it as well. I've got to a fortunate position now where I actually won't do something that I think I'm not going to enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you want to be your best self on camera and you want to, you know,
have you not done things before? You're like, that sounds like it could be a vibe. Do it and you're like, rah, that was not the
one. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a few things. I remember even, and it wasn't that bad, but I did a show with Foxy, you know, the SAS guy.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And it was a setup because shows where they're
then
like,
you have to just
tell me what you really won't do on camera. And I'm like, okay, this isn't I'm a Celeb. Right. I can be honest here. And I said, listen, I'm fine with most things. Like, I don't mind toughing it out, roughing it out, but I just cannot do a bungee jump. Like, I will skydive, but I just don't want a bungee jump. They made me.
I cried. What, you did?
They made me do it, yeah. And because my pride is insane, like, I've got so much pride that I'm like, now they've got me on camera doing this whole journey, I'm not going to, I can't tap out at the final hurdle and not do the bungee jump. Because I thought then people would just think I'm a puss. Like, yeah, I just had to do it.
Good. Remember one of that time we were on the air balloon?
What? What? You got not going to think for heights?
Yeah,
you
we went heights? On a hot air balloon and he was breaking down. Like, he was
oh my life. Let me see if we got a clip, we'll insert it. Right. But genuinely, like, remember, I already told you, acrophobia, heights, it's not my thing.
He was hilarious. He had his eyes closed. Like, we're filming, his eyes were closed.
Whole time. Like, heights ain't my thing. So I remember when they were like, I don't want to ruin the shoot because everyone's there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought, yeah, mine's ready to go in Bristol. Let me just, apparently, like, Bristol's known for their hot air balloons for some reason. So they've told me to jump onto the hot air balloon. I said, what?
Oh.
I've done it now. Eyes closed, the whole thing. I'm doing this. And I wasn't joking.
We have the video. You must
have the video. Yeah, no, I do. I insert. Yeah. Unfortunately, I insert. But even bungee jumping, I got told to do it. I was crying.
Did you do it?
No.
So you just cried and
I just started bawling and left. I got ready. Great video. Legs were like jelly. I said, nope, can't do it. Turned around. I said, sorry.
Man.
I can't.
Bless you.
So the fact you managed to do that, how crazy was the bungee jump?
Do you know what the worst thing is? You know when they're in your face and with the cameras at the end? Like, so how was it? I was like, I hated it. Get out. So angry at Izzy, my manager, for even like allowing me that on the first day they revealed what the challenge was going to be. So they've got me on a massive bridge in Wales. They're like, nobody's ever jumped off this before. And I'm there like,
well, why would they?
Yeah, because why? For what fun? Like, this is terrible, terrible. And so he's like, but don't worry, we're going to go on a journey. We're going to build up your confidence. We're going to go and find the real you. They had me mountain climbing off a cliff to start off with, which was terrible. My legs were shaking. And then I've gone back to this cottage that's blatantly haunted. We've got to stay there overnight. I've slept in a full tracksuit, zipped up like this.
Yeah, 100.
Like, chair in front of the door.
Yeah, I would even conk.
Yeah, shook.
Which stops ghosts.
Well, just it stops anything. What if there's like a rabid man somewhere just
on the main road?
Like,
yeah,
just anything.
Yeah, anything.
Yeah, anyway, can't do it. And then he's in the car with me. He's like, right, so we're just going to build up to this. You know, you're going to face your fears. You're going to show everyone what you're made of. And first, he had me crying because I had to talk about my life story.
I remember that
dinner.
One day. Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So he
yeah.
had me bawling on camera for the first time. I said, oh, man.
What is this?
And then I've got to fling myself off a bridge. Like, this is just not cute at all. I hated it.
And
but
so
I did it.
When you're up there, how are you feeling?
My legs were shaking and they're trying to do the talk for the camera. I've just like, so what's going through your mind? I thought, I can't speak. You're just going to have to let me just dash myself off here because it's going to make me not want to do it. I'm stood there shaking, like trying to lock in, but you just throw yourself.
You do know there's some TV exec somewhere right now, like going, we should get them to do a jump.
Myron Chumps, take heights.
I ain't doing it.
He won't.
You ain't doing it?
I ain't doing it. Don't waste your time trying to do PowerPoints. On my mum's life, I'm not doing it. I can come to pre it. I'll watch it.
How much money? Yeah.
No, Jet, I swear to God.
What about like $5 million?
Oh, like a hand. Like, it's not about the money. It's not about the money. It's the fact that I physically can't. I genuinely try to lock in.
Yeah,
mate, if I can get there and someone can just push me, maybe. But like physically, my legs wouldn't allow me to move. You know when they're just, I'm like, They're like, go on. Then I'm like, well, I can't move.
Yeah. Froze. It's a serious fright. But was it fear?
Yeah.
I met someone recently, actually, that on The Gentleman.
We'll talk about that.
He, who is an artist, but he's never taken a plane. So he's like a performing musician, but he'll never get on a plane. He takes boats to like America that take like 3 days or something. He just won't get on a plane.
Is that that bad?
It's the same as Beckham. Beckham, footballer for Arsenal. He's an amazing player. Doesn't jump on planes.
Yeah. It's a fear. It is a fear. And I'm not going to lie. Planes have been acting up recently.
Planes have just been dropping out the sky.
This is what I mean. God forbid, man.
I understand why people are scared of it.
Yeah.
But we are going to speak about ventures. For example, you have Midge Mask.
I do.
Where's that gone then?
Well, Junks was actually in the launch campaign for Midge Mask.
I was.
Really?
Yes.
Many moons
We're
ago.
We're friends. I told you.
I can't remember that.
Yes.
I had some fantastic cameos. On the launch of Midge, like, I had Chunks there, and then I also had Jay Huss doing a voiceover my Putting on the Mask new campaign.
Yes.
I had some very good promo campaigns, but the truth is, I like to take on about seven things
Too
at
many
once.
Things, yeah.
And Midge did very well, but we did it all ourselves, me and my manager, and we had obviously like a warehouse and all this stuff. Releasing the products, but I put my own money into it with no investors, and we just wanted to see how it would sell online just by us, and it sold out. Yeah, they sold out all the time, so we were like, okay, great, we've got this done. People like Midge, the product sells, but now I need to make it a bigger thing.
Another one being British Vogue.
Yeah.
I was at your little gathering.
He comes to all my main, you know,
of course, celebrating our friends, you know what I mean? British Vogue.
Yeah.
How the hell did that come about?
That is just one of the wildest things ever, and I feel like I haven't actually spoke about it that much because they don't just fling out covers. Like,
of
not
course
that many
they
people.
Don't.
Well, there are only so many in a year.
Yeah, and that came about because my first year hosting Love Island, every look that we did when I went in went viral, and obviously a lot of people that work at Vogue look at these things, and they were just like, "Wow, this is amazing! Like high-end looks on Love Island, not seen it on a reality show before," and it just had all this hype and excitement. But what people don't know is that Steven Meisel, who's this iconic photographer, for those of you that don't know, literal legend.
No, that's my dog. That's my dog.
Yeah, Chunks doesn't know him. But he, do you know who Steven Meisel is?
I'm just literally looking at it right here.
Yeah,
so
icon. Yeah. Like, he like basically invented the supermodel back in the day. He's a G.
Bamba.
He and his agent, his agent was watching Love Island and was like, who's this girl? Called Edward Enninfell and was like...
I know him.
Yeah, who's also just the loveliest man in the world. Yeah. Absolute icon. I couldn't even sing his praises enough. He called him and was like, I want to shoot Maya. And then Edward was like, let's do it on the cover. So it was like a collab between like the photographer and Edward. And then they called me and I was in Dubai, I think, or somewhere. And he was like, so I'm going to put you on the cover of Vogue. And I remember thinking, this is not real.
That was part of that shoot or was that a different shoot?
Yeah, that was part of
that. How
did
that feel?
Because on
the
cover, it was a windy day, I think, wasn't it?
It was inside, actually.
But it looked like it was a really windy day.
They had the wind blower, like that machine that goes...
Oh, yeah. How long did that take?
The shoot?
The pictures, I'm saying, yeah.
He was really fast. Like, Steven Meisel is, like, super fast and professional. And obviously, I'm not a model. I'm Maya. And I try to do modelling. But he was directing me, so he made it super easy. Yeah, and then I did a second Vogue cover.
Yeah, just sorry. That was the other thing she forgot to mention. That you did the other Vogue cover.
Oh, you done two?
I did two. Yeah, this is my second. I've done two Vogues now.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm two. What, you're flying?
Not even done one.
Wild. I do. I'm like, that is probably still one of the things I'm most proud about because it just doesn't happen. And it was one of my life goals, but I thought it would happen maybe when like 45, and it happened at in my 20s still.
And then you've got another one here. You got too much things in it. I'm to this. Dolce & Gabbana.
The clothing campaign that I did with them, that came out pretty soon after I did my Vogue cover. And that is all entwined with all of it. Because as I was doing my Vogue cover, the first one, Steven Meisel again was like, I love her. Like, I want her to shoot the Dolce campaign. And he was shooting the Dolce campaign. I had no connection with Dolce & Gabbana at all. He just liked me on set and was like, I want her to shoot it. And I was like, this isn't real. Like, I remember just thinking, what on earth? Didn't want to get my hopes up because I thought maybe he's just like saying this in the moment. But he called, made a call, and then they were like, yeah, okay, we'll shoot in a couple of weeks. And then that was it. And I was in a worldwide Dolce & Gabbana campaign.
Do you ever think how surreal that is?
No, like, okay. It is mental. Let's be honest now. Do you not just actually sit back and be like, oh, I've been able to be on Vogue, like, you know what I mean, twice, Dolce & Gabbana, like, I'm the Love Island host. Well, do you not, like, ever just deep your life or nah?
I actually do, you know. I'm super grateful. Some days I just sit and I'm like, thank you for everything that's happened. But then other days I'll go online and someone's like, what has she even done? And I'm like, you know what?
Should I not tweet that?
Forever humbled. You need to allow it. You need to stop. But, yeah, I think maybe because I've got the same friends, I'm super close with everyone I came up with, it doesn't ever feel that, like, it's changed so much. But then if I sit and list and look through everything, I'm like, this is insane. This is beyond what I dreamed of. Like, my wildest dreams when I was a child was like, I just want to have a telly show and I want to be able to rent a house in London and be able to like go on a holiday every now and then. Yeah. I didn't really dream bigger than like, what I mean? Okay, and everything's just, it's been nuts.
Okay, and then talk about nuts. Is there not a nut company? Was it the milk thing?
Pea protein.
Pea protein. This guy's just
I wonder where that was going, man.
I was talking about nuts. Yeah. How big are yours?
I'm
PG. But what is this new venture?
First of all, what is pea protein?
Yeah.
Pea protein. All right, so let me not get too technical with it.
Yeah, please.
For the vegans, it's milk, but it's not actual milk. It's a milk alternative made from peas, like green peas.
Right, good.
So you can make...
P-E-A.
P-E-A.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can make milk. A milk alternative that tastes kind of like milk. It's a lovely taste. It's got loads of vitamins for the vegans, and it's called Sproud, and it was a Swedish company. Obviously, I'm Swedish. And I wanted to just start investing in things and like go into my business bag because you never know how long you're going to be wanted on telly or just even feeling like having your face out there in the public. So in the last couple of years, I've been doing a lot of secret investments and little secret business moves so that I can
Sure you're all right for the future.
Look after my bloodline.
So when would you... when would you have or drink pea protein milk?
In your coffees.
You can have it in coffee?
Yeah, you have it in your coffee. We've got barista. We're actually stocked in Joe and the Juice. Waitrose and Joe. A few other shops.
Can you ask for Sproud in Joe and the Juice?
You can. Even if you look on your delivery app right now, as an option, you can press Sproud.
Love Joe and the
Juice. We're blowing up, basically.
I'm
going to
get some Sproud and see what it's saying.
But it is really nice.
I just want to say that I'm Sproud of you.
You're Sproud of me? I'm proud of you too, man. Yeah.
Okay. All right. But
I'm a co-owner of that, basically.
Sick.
So yeah.
Amazing, man. You smashed it.
Feels like when you're in school and you're not supposed to laugh, and as soon as you look at them, you laugh.
Start busting up,
yeah. Me and you do it all the time.
All the time.
There was actually a clip on Baller League.
Yes.
Where me and you, I'm just laughing because I
look at you. She's the worst. I know what she's. I just hear her giggling and I'm like, don't look at me, because if you look at me, I'm gonna start busting up. It was like,
I just can't help it because I know he knows what I'm finding funny. So if someone says something, if I look at him, he knows.
If someone's
what I'm
like a bit too serious in the moment that they're not meant to be, or it's just kind of like, what are you doing, bro? Like, it's,
you're actually more professional than me in that sense, because I will bust up and he will be like,
you're amazing at Baller League.
Oh, thanks. I mean, I'm not amazing. We've got a very good coach and I have a great time.
Baller League, you know what? Talk about Baller League. Shout out to Steven Sammer.
Steven Sammer is. The most serious coach I've ever seen.
I can't lie to you.
Really, seriously.
He's my goat, man.
He's lovely.
He is too locked in. So she added, for some context, Baller League, I'm pretty sure you guys know about it. If you don't, it's a new era of football. It's a football type of league that there's 12 different coaches, 12 different teams. Yeah. There's coaches in the teams. Maya had a team with Alicia Lehman and Steven Sammer, which is their coach.
Yeah.
MVPs, that was your team name.
MVP.
Yep. And they actually... got to the final.
We got to the final two.
Final two.
Yeah.
And they came up against my friend as well, our friend Sharky.
Who's in my the friend final. That I don't know where we stand right now. I'm not sure where we stand.
So talk to me. I'm actually going to ask you about that because
I love Sharky.
You lost in the final against Sharky's team.
Yeah, let me just pause because I need to powder.
Go, good thing.
And then
I don't know if you saw that final. Did you see the final with
them? Oh, I watched the final. Don't worry about that.
Did you see because what happened was in the season, Maya actually came up against Sharky.
Yeah.
And smoked him.
Smoked SDS.
But that was when they were a different team back then.
Yeah, completely different team. At the time when Maya versed Sharky's team, they had a different coach. Maybe didn't understand what he was doing in that realm at the time. But Maya's team absolutely obliterated them.
Smoke show.
When now Maya's won, her and her players, what was it? Damn. They had this celebration.
This Sharky is one of my favourite things to do.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I do it in real life. Yeah. Sometimes it just...
Yeah, so she did that with her team. Basically, the camera laughing, saying we've smoked Sharky.
And for 7 weeks,
Sharky
sat on that.
What a villain. Like, who sits there and plots like that?
But to be fair to him, who walks around doing that?
When you win a game.
Yes, yeah.
When everyone underestimates. We had a lot of people talking about us.
Yeah. Oh, no, they did. I can't lie to you. I thought they were going to be media.
No one had faith in my team because I am the least knowledgeable about football out of everyone. Yeah, I can hold that. I am. They didn't book me for my football knowledge.
Yeah.
They booked me for my energy.
Yeah.
For my vibes.
You know when someone says energy is the first thing, they ain't got nothing else.
I was streaming with Mark Goldbridge in the booth.
Yeah.
Maya walked in, and when she walked out, I went, what is in that drink?
See, what do you mean?
As you left.
Today, what have I had? A coffee and a water. And people just don't understand.
Yeah, Sproud.
You got great juice. Energy. You just bought this.
You got a little Sproud juice in the lab, man.
Yeah,
she's good. You know what I mean?
A little Sproud again.
Nah, but genuinely, I can't lie to you, it was a good vibe at the beginning. I thought, yeah, MVP's good team. Yeah. Can I just get Brock? They're there for vibes.
Yeah, no one had faith
in us.
Got
to the final.
And we, what did we do? The first three games we won, there was a little downhill.
We won three, lost three, and then didn't lose again.
And then, yeah. But I'm really proud of my team, I actually need to say, because I can't offer them what the other coaches can offer them in terms of like technique and skill. But we're in a massive group chat. I took them all sexy fish.
No one's done that.
We've bonded and I have nice, you know, connections with all of them now.
Yeah. So, sorry. So your team got to go sexy fish.
Yeah. I thought, what can I bring to the table? Let's have a bougie dinner.
Yeah.
Because Chunks takes some of Sharky's team to Nando's before every game.
That's still nice.
No, that's not. No one's looking down on that. That's a great thing to do before a game, yeah. Right?
Why are you involved in Sharky's team then?
I don't know why you're snitching, to be fair.
What's the snitch here? Everyone knows what
it is. What's going on there?
No, they're my friends. They're actually my friends.
That's like me taking certain Love Islanders out and not the others.
Yeah, and that'll be fine. It's just an entertainment show.
Yeah, maybe I got in trouble there. But you know what? Guess what? Me not care.
Right.
Yeah, how about that one there?
Yeah.
What about that one? Because I took the Tanana because they're my brethren and we ate food and we came there and we mashed up the whole place.
One of the teammates on SDS was... he was cheeky at the end. I told you, I said it to him. Maybe it was darkest. I was like, that one needs to wind out.
Yeah, is it?
Because he came, he started calling everyone pussy. I was in that.
Really?
way too far.
How does that sound?
Why? Short brother?
No.
We ended up losing, and Sharky remembered all those weeks back when Maya won and did this, and he done it straight back. How do you feel about Sharky now?
I will always love and respect my bro.
Yeah.
But he has put a bit of a rift between us. He has created a little bit of a rift. You know, well, Stephen, as we were saying, my coach, he calls me regularly. And I am like, Stephen, I am actually on set. I have a job outside of Baller League. Like, we've got, Maya, it's important. He calls me Gemma. Gemma, it's very important.
Yeah, he calls you Gemma. No, he calls you Gemma. I'm saying to him, he goes, but my he's getting interviewed, yeah? The mother goes, I love my team with Alicia and Gemma. I said, who's Gemma, my brother?
Yeah, no.
I did wonder, because when he does get interviewed and he says Gemma, it sounds like he just doesn't know who you are.
Yeah. He's tweaking. Yeah,
he's always called me Gemma.
Yeah, fair enough. That's just the name.
But yeah, he does overtime, put it this way. I get regular calls from...
Didn't know you woke up 6 a.m. on the final to run with your team.
I know, but is that necessary? No,
of course it's not.
They needed a little rest. He's got them jogging at 6 a.m. Yeah, it's mental. No wonder they're knackered by game two.
I can't believe you're doing those jogging as well. That's amazing.
Well, sorry, what?
You're doing the jogging as well. That's incredible.
I don't jog.
Amazing.
Yeah, I don't jog. Incredible. I can't even. I'm not really a jogger.
You're more of the sexy fish end of the business.
I'm more of a speedy walker.
Okay.
Mm. Also, Somalis are good at long distance. I did 800 metres in school, year 7 and 8.
Go on, then.
I came second twice.
That's not bad at all.
That wasn't bad. And Omar, my brother, he did 800 metres. I feel like we can do long distance more than we can do sprints.
Are you quite athletic anyway?
Am I athletic? No.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Fair enough.
I'm not. But I did kickboxing for 4 years, though. That's why I've spoken about it before. That's why I can fly kick and stuff.
Oh, I saw a video of you punching up some brother. Yeah, that's what's going on there.
Yeah, I'm good.
So I've got some little random questions to end this off. Who do you prefer? Beta squad or Sidemen?
It's a very clear beta squad for me.
Yes!
Wow.
Yeah. No, it's not even a little guess, but I'm way closer with them lot. And who I like Toby. I get on with Toby. Toby's and I get on with KSI.
Yeah.
But I don't really know the rest of them.
Yeah, fair enough.
And they're like... just my
not your kind of peeps. Yeah.
But like you said, private school, different upbringing to us.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
Just more relate. That's no offence. They smashed it. Well done from being rich.
Yeah. What's something people don't know about you?
Something people don't know about me? For loads of things.
How different off camera are you, would you say? Like, do you think, I mean, obviously you're a presenter, so you're a little bit different, but do you think there is a big difference?
I think in stuff like this, I'm the same, because I can be. But if you just saw me on Love Island and you didn't know anything else about me, you'd probably think I was a lot more serious, a lot more strict. I'm like the most unserious person. Nothing's ever really that deep to me. My friends call me like carefree queen. But I try and be as much myself as I can within my job, but you do have to be more like, I can't be laughing at a recoupling when someone's getting dashed. Sure. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course you can.
And I'm just not serious. So that for me is a completely different character. But otherwise, I try and be as much of myself as I can, which is actually quite hard in this day and age because people don't really want you to be yourself.
True.
Especially as a girl, like if you're loud or if you're chatty, if you're silly, they're just like, they just want you to shut up and look nice.
Yeah, I know, that's mad. You know?
Which is crazy.
Do you ever think though, maybe you're sort of helping the people who want to be a bit more like themselves? Because I think a lot of young girls probably look up to a lot of women who are, they do fall into line. So they do need girls who are maybe...
I try to. I always wanted to be like... the girl that girls that had similar upbringings than me, that didn't have such a smooth ride and don't come from a perfect family and all of these things. that like, oh, you can do it too. That was what I wanted to be. I didn't ever want to come across perfect or everything's amazing. I wanted to just be myself. But I do realize nowadays, I don't probably show myself as much as I used to online.
So, best food spot in London?
The best food spot.
Haven't you done this the other day on Top Jaw?
I got in trouble for the one I did the other day.
What was that?
It was that, like, what's the show called? Top Jaw. Because I don't, you know me, I order everything.
It's a different place, yeah.
I order everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like a delivery queen because I don't really cook because I'm working 9 to 5. Well, what a way to make a living.
5 till 6.
And, or, you know, 5 till 10, eh? 10 p.m. something.
Yeah.
Like, long shift. Yeah. Anyway, so I don't really know that many spaces, but I had, we went to a nice Somali place, didn't we?
Yes.
On camera. Do you remember the name of that place?
Hiddo.
Hiddo.
Wow. How did I pull that one out?
That was good.
We went to a nice Somali place.
That was really good.
Because I don't really know that many restaurants' names. I just go to the same kind of places, or I go to my friend's house to eat most days. And I more eat out when I travel, less than when I'm actually in London.
Where's your favourite place to travel?
Yeah. Oh.
Favourite place? It's kind of obvious, cliche, basic bitch answer, but I love Ibiza.
Really?
I really do, because I've been going since I was 17. I went for the first time with my mum, and then I've gone at least twice a year since then. And I've had a different experience each time. Most people imagine Ibiza just like the clubs and partying and wildness, but there's like a really hippie side of it. There's beautiful beaches. You can just go.
I saw you go to like wellness sometimes. I remember I see you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can have a little wellness trip. Oh, I'll just go with all my friends and we'll stay in a villa and everyone just like chills out and has a nice time there. It's just good weather, nice food in the restaurants. People are friendly. I just love it.
Fair enough.
I'm always happy there, yeah.
Who's your favourite go-away crew? Like, do you have a set of people that if you're going to go away, you're like, that person's got to be there?
There is a big crew, but you're not going to know most of them. Craig Mitch is part of my go-away crew.
Cool. Why do you assume I'm not going to know them, but all right.
No, because some of them are like...
No, it's fine.
They just like have like jobs off camera, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll be saying names and you're like, okay, a book.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Oh, I love a book.
Yeah, we love a book, but do you know?
I love a good book.
No, she's a vet. She's
I would like never judge her by her cover.
She's so nice, genuinely.
One of my closest friends, one of my best friends, a book. Yeah, she is my right hand, but she's actually moved abroad now, so I'm missing her a lot.
Where'd
she go? She lives in Dubai. It's devastating. Shan. But I did just meet her in Ibiza.
I was going to say, now you get to meet in a...
Yeah, right. Yeah, I saw her in Ibiza a couple of weeks ago. Shannon, my other best friend, she lives in Bristol where I'm from. We've been best friends since we were like 12.
She's elite as well. Yeah.
Do you find yourself slipping back into a Bristol accent when you go back with these people?
Yeah, I had Omar. Me and Omar did an episode of Gogglebox the other day. My brother Omar, we filmed it like 2 days ago.
Bristolians.
So, yeah, and he, bless him, because he's not a person on camera usually. He's, saying stuff that's going to get him in trouble.
Yeah, chill out, yeah.
We're not actually at home on our sofa, but... He was talking like that quite a lot and it did rub off on me. So there's probably going to be a bit of Bristolian in our Gogglebox episode.
I can't wait to see it.
Right, my love?
That's what she'd be like. You're right, my love?
That's how I used to speak. But because I moved at 16, everyone would take the piss out of how I spoke. So I just naturally started talking like this. And then now people are like, you are so South London. And I'm like, honey, I'm from Bristol.
It's like Hot Fuzz. You remember? You watch Hot Fuzz, isn't it? That's how they sound.
Yeah.
That's the way you sound.
Well, they talk like this. If you're proper a Bristolian, it's like very
Do you like cider and stuff?
I love cider.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm a prototype. I'm a stereotype.
Right.
Of Bristol inside.
You should make your own cider. That'd be great.
That would be a shout.
And then my last question is, what content do you watch online?
I watch you lot. Watch you lot a lot.
Okay.
But it's sort of because it makes me happy and laugh. I remember one time I was in somewhere like Australia and they were talking to me about you and I just thought, you've made it, Mahan.
Yeah, I remember you FaceTimed me.
Yeah.
And I was talking to some random youth. I was like, Mahan, are you man good?
I was like, he's actually global. This is insane.
No, it was mental.
So yeah, I watch you guys. I watch Drewski a lot. I watch Drewski a lot. I find him hilarious.
He's incredible.
Like when I'm just bored at home.
Did you watch Could Have Been House?
Yeah. I watched all of Could Have Been House. I watched the auditions around the world. Like he just kills me. Could Have Been House
is at his TV.
It shouldn't be allowed because it's out of control.
Yeah, but the thing is with Americans, I feel like they're like with the banter side of things, it's like UK 2016. Because you can kind of just do what you want and have fun with it because everything's a joke.
Yeah.
Of course, if something starts hurting people's feelings, it's not funny anymore, of course. But I'm saying as in, you can just get a lot, you can get away with a lot of stuff down there. So I'm watching that shit and I'm dying of laughter.
It's less PG. Yes. Like they don't get in trouble for saying stuff that would have got us wiped off the internet.
Completely.
You know?
Yeah.
But he's unruly, but he's hilarious. Yeah, I watch him, I watch you lot. What else do I watch on YouTube? I don't like watch that much stuff. I think when I just YouTube that, and then I watch series or like Netflix or, you know, those kind of things. And obviously Love
Favourite
Island.
Show?
My favourite show ever.
Outside of Love Island.
Outside of obviously Love Island. Yeah. My favourite show. There's some crazy ones recently. I don't really have a favourite show. There's nothing that I'd be like, you have to watch. Gentlemen was the last thing that genuinely I watched that was like, this is insane. Yeah. I love.
Imagine life, loving a show and being part of it.
Sorry, I like murder documentaries and stuff. I'm one of those psychopaths.
You're one of those, yeah. You're one of those people. What you love murders.
Murder, no.
Murder,
I love murder docs.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, I don't like murders.
You know, I'm not mental.
No, we don't like killing. But it's just interesting to yes. see the thought process behind a psycho serial killer.
Yeah. You always hear they've got the similar upbringings. You know what I mean? Mum weren't there, dad weren't there, whatever. It's nuts, man. Yeah. It's incredible. You got any questions for...
Yeah, I've got a whole list of questions, but...
Okay, well, yeah, let's do it then.
I would like to see you return back to... maybe not the football virgin. She gets my vibe. You shouldn't have outed me like that.
You know, one time me and him were supposed to go to Somalia and do like a show, but we couldn't.
No,
why?
It went left. There was like, it was me, Amaya, and Mo Farah.
Mo Farah. Yeah. Why is Mo Farah was involved in? Why is Mo Farah always
now? Because we're that, yeah, the Somali kind of vibe, isn't it? I remember that whole thing got locked up. I think it was dangerous.
Yeah, because they said that if we went to Somalia, we wouldn't be able to go America after or something like that. Yeah, they said something.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get the security clearance.
Yeah, also, I can't lie to you. Us three landing at the same time could have got ducks. I remember saying wild gone, but you know what could have gone. So maybe they said, yeah, we can't do that one.
They didn't have the security, apparently, or something. I don't know. I think we would.
I was actually looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think we would have had a lovely time. Chunks is like a prince over there. We would have been.
Yeah, they look after me. They look after me, Hargeisa.
Mo Farah, nobody. Chunks, everyone.
No, to be fair. No.
He's big drip.
Has Mo Farah ever won Entertainer of the Year?
No, but he's won Sportsman of the Year.
Yeah, better.
You have to, respect this thing.
What?
The brother was waiting for hours. I can't do that. I can just make someone laugh quickly.
I need to return his call. He's always got some kind of show idea or something going on.
Yeah, because he asked you to jump on it. He asked me to jump. I've done it.
So you've done it?
I've done it.
So yeah,
and basically at the end, what you're meant to do at the end is call someone out. And I said, oh, I don't know, who should I call that? And he goes, we haven't got a girl in here in a long time, get Maya. I was like, cool. I said, Maya, come. And she hasn't done it.
No, there you go.
But hopefully one time.
Yeah.
I think you should go back to the travel shows. You'd be really good. You were good on Football Virgin.
I enjoyed that kind of stuff, to be honest. Who knows where this career will take me, you know?
Sure.
I'm 10 years in, I'm 30, I feel about 48 sometimes, and then the other times I feel like 12.
Yeah.
So it really just depends, but I'm open to all the different directions that it could take me, you know?
If there's an ideal, what would you do that's ideal? Is there like a thing you really dream of doing?
Obviously, working with my friends is the best. Like, whenever I do adverts or campaigns and stuff, I'll always try and get my friends involved because then it just doesn't feel like work. We've always wanted to do a show together. We just haven't found the right
one. We're meant to do something.
Some travelogue, yeah. Wow. But it just hasn't been timing right. I feel like, things just
it's all got timing, man. Something will work out.
But what would be my dream show?
We had a cool Google shoot together.
We did. That's everywhere.
What was that?
Google Pixel.
AI.
AI.
Yeah, it was the AI thing. So basically, you take a picture of your fridge and it tells you what the chef up just off the ingredients you have in there. Mental.
You're not being paid by them anymore. This is
no, but
no,
shout
we don't
out.
Have to hashtag at it. But it was a great. It was a fun day.
It was a good day. Shout out them.
Continue to book us for adverts because you know we've obviously got a good bond. We can make it fun.
Chunks converts. You definitely convert. Yeah. There's loads of.
It was fun.
It's good money.
Get you some more money.
There you go. There you go.
There we go.
That's okay, I'll clip that up. That's great.
We will get.
But I do want to say thank you very much for jumping on the pod. I really do appreciate it, Maya. Anything that you want to talk about yourself?
Anything else? I feel like we covered so much. I don't even know.
I feel there's like a second episode like in a
Maybe
year.
Maybe we pause it like this and we return. Because we've covered a lot of things. Everyone's been here for a long time. So when does this come out?
Next year.
Really?
No, of course. Probably like next week.
Why are you holding the content?
Next week.
Oh, next week. Very soon.
Yeah. So not the Thursday coming up, but the Thursday after.
After.
So 9 days. Okay. There we go.
Okay. Well, cute.
Yes.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.